Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, please. Good afternoon. Okay. My name is Jim Atwood, and as president of the Harvard Law School Forum, I'd like to welcome you all this afternoon, and I thank you for that kind welcome as well. This afternoon marks the third program of our fall 1984 season, and 1984 marks the 38th year of our bringing such distinguished guests to Harvard. But, needless to say, today's program will truly be an exciting and extraordinary addition to that history. This afternoon's program is co-sponsored by the Sociedad Interamericana with the Harvard Law School Forum, and I apologize right now that they are not on the cover of the program. It was just a mistake of the printers. I apologize. But please now welcome Mr. Raul Sanchez, president of the Sociedad Interamericana, who will carry on the proceedings. Thank you.
On behalf of the Sociedad Interamericana of the Harvard Law School, it is with great satisfaction that I welcome you all to this extraordinary event. I especially extend our warmest greetings to you, Comandante Ortega, and to your... and to his distinguished delegation. This is not the first time that student organizations at Harvard have endeavored to host leading representatives of the revolutionary government of Nicaragua. In the past, we have not met with as much success as on this occasion. The Reagan regime has systematically placed visa obstacles in the path of our prospective guests. There would appear to be a concerted effort underway to deny the American electorate the opportunity to form its own educated opinion regarding the nature of the revolutionary government of Nicaragua and the truthful substance of U.S. involvement in Central America, particularly in the case of a not very covert war being waged against Nicaragua. Today, we are anxious to learn all that we can firsthand about the continuing historic struggle of the Nicaraguan people against the legacy of 40 years of heinous dictatorship. In passing, it is worth mentioning that even in this ivory tower, the Harvard Law School, we students are not totally unfamiliar with an immediate notion of struggle. Groups such as the Third World Coalition, the Alliance for a Better Legal Education, and others are working to achieve the just and effective participation of minorities and women at this institution. Not only in student admissions, but also in curriculum content, faculty hiring, and financial aid policies. Comandante Ortega, members of your distinguished delegation, it is with profound satisfaction that I extend to you our warmest welcome to this university and our sincerest appreciation for your delaying your return to Nicaragua in order to be with us today. Comandante Ortega, señores miembros de su calificada delegación, es con profunda satisfacción que les doy la más calurosa bienvenida a este recinto universitario. Como así también expresarle nuestro más sincero reconocimiento por haber retardado el retorno a su país, de modo a ser posible este extraordinario evento. I would like now to turn over the program to Professor of Law and one of the coordinators of the Human Rights Program at the Harvard Law School, Henry Steiner.
Good afternoon. We are here to hear a distinguished cast of speakers including a head of state of a state we are now very much involved with at a moment that is a tense moment among many tense moments in the relationship between Nicaragua and the United States, a moment when rhetoric and predictions escalate both in their intensity and in their conflictual tone. We hear here from one state in a tragic and torn part of the world in which this country is deeply complicit, both in its history and in its present, hence in its possible futures, its promise, and its future. This is an extraordinary opportunity to hear and to question from a head of state, and I hope that it turns out to be as informative, revealing, and helpful and exciting an afternoon as it ought to be. The format is a rather straightforward one. I shall introduce the introductory speaker, who in turn will introduce our principal speaker. After Comandante Ortega has spoken, there will be a series of questions from the floor lasting perhaps about an hour, and perhaps it's best that I postpone statements of how those questions will be put through microphones and all until after Comandante Ortega has spoken. Let me briefly introduce the ladies and gentlemen seated on the stage. You have heard, moving from left to right in a purely geographical sense, you have heard from Raul Sanchez. Sitting next to Raul Sanchez is Rosario Murillo, Secretary. Secretary General of the Sandinista Cultural Workers Association and wife to Daniel Ortega. Next is Professor Carlos Fuentes, whom I shall very soon introduce. And then Father Miguel Descoto, the Nicaraguan Foreign Minister. Guest of honor, Daniel Ortega. Comandante of the Revolution and husband to Rosario Murillo. Professor Claudio Guillen, Professor of Comparative Literature at Harvard and Barcelona, one of the invitors of this gathering. Ambassador Bendaño, an ambassador at large from Nicaragua. And Jim Atwood, whom you have already heard from. Let me briefly introduce our first speaker, Carlos Fuentes. Who has had, to put it very mildly, a distinguished career as author and as diplomat of his native country, Mexico. Professor Fuentes is both novelist and playwright, literary critic, political thinker, and commentator. His career straddles several arenas. He has won several prizes in literature and criticism. He has held various posts in the Mexican Foreign Ministry, including that of ambassador to France, and various cultural posts. He has been an editor of literary and political magazines. He has been a professor, visiting professor, fellow, and lecturer at universities too numerous for me to mention, both here and in Europe, in this country, including Columbia, Pennsylvania, and Princeton, and now a five-year term of a roving visiting professorship for one semester a year here at Harvard. He was, as some among you may recall, the recipient of an honorary degree 2 years ago at Harvard's commencement, where he was principal and spellbinding speaker to a full Harvard commencement amphitheater. We have here a speaker who is no stranger to these problems, who has expressed himself with strength and with eloquence about this country's cultural and political relationships to Latin America, and particularly Central America. Professor Cuentas.
Ladies and gentlemen, we stand before two clear choices in Central America. One choice is called war, the other is called peace. There are no facile military solutions in Central America. The invasion of Nicaragua by the only force capable of toppling the revolutionary government, trying to topple it, the armed forces of the United States, would not be a swift, preemptive operation as it was in Granada. The Sandinistas are perfectly prepared to take up an armed resistance they led but 6 years ago. There would be an attempt to give the Contras power. They would stage a bloodbath and try to restore the essential Somoza dictatorship that served the United States without a murmur during 40 long years. One of the most violent and uncontrollable wars this hemisphere has ever known would ensue, with the United States caught right in the middle of it. This is, if there ever was one, a recipe for disaster. It must be avoided. It can be avoided through the most honorable and positive means. Negotiate, or let negotiate. This is... This is what will take care of your security, of your credibility, of your prestige, and of the lives of your young men. The name of peace is Contadora. The Contadora Act on Peace and Cooperation in Central America, after a long, 18 months, a long and patient process of negotiation carried out by Mexico, Venezuela, Panama, and Colombia, in the face of enormous political and military difficulties, has now been approved by all five concerned republics: Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Costa Rica, and Nicaragua. This diplomatic instrument halts the introduction of new armed systems, eliminates foreign military bases, establishes a timetable for withdrawing all foreign military advisors. It eliminates, in effect, any conceivable danger to U.S. security interests, and in effect opens the door to long-range political, economic, and social solutions. The United States and Nicaragua, meeting seriously at the Mexican port of Manzanillo since the month of June, have been able to establish a dialogue on substantial issues. One of them was that the Nicaraguan regime would sign the Contadora Act, thus demonstrating its good faith in achieving peace in Central America. But when Nicaragua signs the Contadora Agreement, the United States denounces Nicaragua for employing public relations ploys and refuses to go along with the peace plan, therefore confusing everyone, starting with the other Central American republics and then the Contadora nations and the other Latin American republics, which have worked so hard at finding this solution, and then see it boycotted at the last minute by the country that rationally should most benefit from it, the United States. There should be no obstacles, but there seems to be an enormous one, and it is this: negotiations bind all parties, not only Nicaragua or Cuba or the Soviet Union. They also bind the United States. We have to conclude in sadness at the latest reading that it is not Nicaragua's capacity for subverting anyone, nor its arms build-up, nor the possibility of its offering the Soviets bases and military allegiance, since these are all dangers that the Contadora Act eliminates, but Nicaragua's independence from Washington that Washington does not like. the interruption of a secular arrangement by which a small and weak Central American state must behave as a protectorate of the major regional power or suffer the consequences. A revolutionary process can be contradictory, but like the American Revolution, remember it? It must be left to commit its own mistakes and learn by them. No one has to write the right to trample on that country and on its achievements. No one has the right to demand of the Sandinista government what was never demanded of the Somoza regime during 40 years. We hear much of the recovered strength of the United States. Is not this strength sufficient for the United States to negotiate from its strength the present contentious issues with Nicaragua? Are these not bases of strength for an accommodation to what Abraham Lowenthal calls hegemony lost in this hemisphere? No U.S. administration to date, writes Lowenthal, has dealt successfully with the decline of U.S. hegemony and its implications, nor with the consequences of Latin America's social and economic transformation. This transformation has now spoken clearly through the Contadora process. The United States is being served notice that Latin America can negotiate its own diplomatic solutions. Central America has signaled that it can rule itself if left to rule itself. The Act of Contadora is part of the process by which Latin America declares its independence and takes responsibility for its own future. The United States now tells us that this is intolerable, that Latin America shall only be what the administration in Washington wants it to be, that diplomatic negotiations are to be treated with smiling condescension while they are in progress, but that diplomatic negotiations are not to be respected once they are agreed upon, especially if the agreements are reached without U.S. approval. The Act of Contadora sets a new litmus test for us all, from Mexico to Argentina. The United States must not only learn to negotiate with Latin America, it must also learn to respect negotiations arrived at by Latin Americans without the United States. For God's sakes, if you are incapable of negotiating yourselves, at least let us negotiate by ourselves. War or peace? Let me tell you of the most moving moment I had when I visited Nicaragua last year. I went to a meeting of the Association of Mothers of the Fallen in the Fight versus Somoza. There I met a proud and handsome woman of immense dignity. She was the mother of three sons. All the three sons fought against Somoza. One of the sons died. The other two lived to see victory. She does not want to see American boys die in Nicaragua. She doesn't want to see Nicaraguan boys die, but knows that all Nicaraguenses are willing to die to defend their right to a self-defined society and an independent nation. She told me. She was willing to give her other two sons if that was the price for the independence of Nicaragua, for the progress of Nicaragua. This proud and beautiful and dignified woman was the mother of our distinguished visitor tonight, Comandante Daniel Ortega. May she or any other woman in Nicaragua or the United States not have to give her sons up to a Central American war. As a fellow Latin American who believes that by defending Nicaragua, we defend ourselves, as a citizen of Mexico, a country that has gone through many of the same experiences and pressures that Nicaragua is going today, and as a member of the Harvard community, I am honored to introduce the coordinator of the governing Junta of Nicaragua, Commander Daniel Ortega Saavedra.
Sentimos no poder hablar inglés.
We're sorry that we don't speak English.
Pero hay un idioma que no tiene barreras.
But there is a language that has no barriers.
Y que lo hablamos todos los aquí reunidos.
And which all of us here speak.
Que es el idioma del amor, que es el idioma de la paz.
It is the language of love and peace.
La compañera Olga Sanabria la hemos hecho trabajar muy duro en estos días.
The compañera Olga Sanabria has worked very hard during the last few days.
Y vamos a pedirle entonces al compañero Alejandro Bendaña, que fue estudiante y profesor aquí en Harvard, que nos ayude un poco en la traducción.
And therefore we're going to ask compañero Alejandro Bendaña, who studied here and also taught here, to help out with the translation.
Cuando preparábamos este viaje hacia Naciones Unidas para dirigirnos a la 39 Asamblea General, consideramos conveniente aprovechar la oportunidad para encontrarnos con sectores del pueblo norteamericano.
When we began thinking about coming to the 39th General Assembly of the UN, we also thought we'd take this opportunity to meet with different sectors of the American people.
Sectores del pueblo norteamericano que verdaderamente representan los sentimientos del pueblo de los Estados Unidos.
But by sectors we mean those sectors of the American people that really represent the American people.
No vamos a hablar aquí de la política interna. Somos respetuosos de las políticas internas de cada país.
So we're not going to talk about the domestic issues of the United States. We're respectful about each country's internal issues.
Pero sí tenemos el derecho y la obligación de hablar de lo que es la política del gobierno de los Estados Unidos para con los pueblos de Centroamérica y en particular para con el pueblo de Nicaragua.
But we do have the right and duty to speak of this country's foreign policy towards the peoples of Central America and the people of Nicaragua in particular.
Y es necesario que el pueblo norteamericano conozca la verdad de la historia de las relaciones de los Estados Unidos para con Nicaragua.
And it is necessary for the U.S. people to understand the truth about U.S.-Nicaraguan relations with our people.
Que el pueblo norteamericano sepa la verdad de que ya en el siglo pasado, en los años 1854, la política expansionista de los Estados Unidos se manifestaba militarmente en Centroamérica.
The American people should know that as early as 1854 we felt the first expansions of American militarism in our area.
Y que entonces los primeros filibusteros invadían ya Nicaragua.
And that's when the first freebooters actually invaded Nicaragua.
Y establecían la esclavitud en Nicaragua.
And reimposed slavery in Nicaragua.
Y que sepa el pueblo norteamericano que a comienzos de siglo, cuando no había triunfado la revolución de octubre, cuando no existía el este, cuando no existía la Unión Soviética, ya los Estados Unidos invadían de nuevo a Nicaragua.
The American people should also know that even before there was a Bolshevik revolution, even before there was East or West, the United States had already invaded and attacked Nicaragua.
Derrocaban gobiernos en el año 1909 e invadían con sus tropas en el año 1912 y ensangrentaban nuestro país.
1909, our country and countries were invaded. 1912, we were invaded also, and our country was bloodied.
Y prolongaron su intervención militar hasta la época de Sandino.
And the military intervention was sustained until the time of Sandino.
O mejor diríamos, hasta que culminaron con el asesinato de Sandino.
Or better said yet, it culminated with Sandino's assassination.
Y el establecimiento de un régimen que no tuvo nada de democrático.
And culminated with the establishment of a new regime that was anything but democratic.
¿Quién estableció la dictadura de Somoza en Nicaragua?
Who established Somoza's dictatorship in Nicaragua?
¿Acaso fue Cuba?
It wasn't Cuba.
¿O la Unión Soviética?
It wasn't the Soviet Union.
¿Fue la mala política norteamericana?
It was simply a bad politics on the part of the United States.
La que estableció dictaduras no solamente en Nicaragua, sino que en el resto de los países centroamericanos.
A policy which established dictatorships not only in Nicaragua, but in other Central American countries.
No se preocuparon por aportar un poco de democracia en Centroamérica.
There was no concern to contribute something to the development of democracy in Central America.
No se preocuparon por propiciar la justicia y la libertad y el respeto a los derechos humanos en Centroamérica.
There was no concern about fomenting justice, freedom and respect for human rights in Central America.
Lo que hicieron fue establecer dictaduras.
It was simply dictatorships that were established.
Dictaduras brutales.
Brutal dictatorships.
Como la de Hernández en El Salvador.
Hernández en El Salvador.
La de Ubico en Guatemala.
Ubico en Guatemala.
La de Carías en Honduras.
Carías en Honduras.
Y la de Somoza en Nicaragua.
En Somoza en Nicaragua.
Y ahora se extrañan que hayan luchas revolucionarias en Centroamérica y que hayan revoluciones triunfantes como la revolución nicaragüense.
And now they seem so surprised at their struggle in Central America and that there should be victorious revolutions as the one in Nicaragua.
Que sepa el pueblo norteamericano que en Centroamérica han habido luchas revolucionarias, hay luchas revolucionarias, seguirán habiendo luchas revolucionarias por la mala política del gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
Let the American people know that there have been revolutionary struggles in Central America. There will continue to be, and there will be in the future on account of the policy of the United States.
Que sepa el pueblo norteamericano que si en Nicaragua hubiese habido democracia, no hubiese habido revolución.
Let the American people also know, had there been democracy in Nicaragua, there would have been no revolution.
Y que los Estados Unidos no están haciendo más que cosechar los frutos de su mala política en Centroamérica.
So that all the United States is doing now is reaping the harvest of a bad policy in Central America.
Y lo que es preocupante es que los gobernantes norteamericanos no acaban de entender esta situación.
And what's really of concern is that the U.S. governing circles cannot understand the situation.
Y se han propuesto destruir una alternativa revolucionaria y democrática en Nicaragua.
So they've committed themselves to destroying a revolutionary and a democratic alternative in Central America.
Y se han propuesto ahogar la lucha del pueblo de El Salvador.
And they want to suffocate and strangle the struggle of the people of El Salvador.
Se han propuesto una solución de fuerza.
That is a solution of military force.
A costa de la sangre, de la vida, del sacrificio de los pueblos centroamericanos.
At the cost of the blood, the life, and the sacrifice of the Central American peoples.
Y diríamos que también a costa del sacrificio, la sangre y la vida del pueblo norteamericano.
But we would also say at the cost of the lives, sacrifice, and of the American people also.
Porque ¿de dónde salen esas partidas millonarias que aprueba la administración para mandar asesinar a los pueblos en Centroamérica?
Because where do all those millions of dollars in appropriations come from that are used to kill people in Central America?
No salen de las cuentas bancarias del presidente o de sus asesores.
It doesn't come from the president's personal bank account.
Salen de los bolsillos del pueblo norteamericano.
They don't come from the personal, the president's bank account.
Es decir, del esfuerzo, del trabajo del pueblo norteamericano.
That is out of the work and the sweat of the American working people.
Y decimos que salen del sacrificio del pueblo norteamericano.
And we say it's the result of the sacrifice of the U.S. people.
Porque quién ignora que se recortan presupuestos que van en beneficio de los más pobres, de los ancianos, y se invierten presupuestos para asesinar a los pueblos de Centroamérica.
Because no one ignores that the budget cutbacks are come from that obtained for the elderly, the sick, and that is planned and pushed into the military budget.
A última hora, nosotros no estamos clamando porque nos ayude económicamente el gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
The final analysis, we're not asking for economic assistance from the United States.
Clamamos porque nos dejen en paz.
We just want to be left alone in peace.
Que esos millones de dólares que están invirtiendo para asesinar a los pueblos de Centroamérica y al pueblo de Nicaragua, que mejor los inviertan aquí en los Estados Unidos en beneficio del pueblo norteamericano.
And let those millions of dollars now being used to kill Central Americans be invested instead to help the American people and its disadvantaged.
Y también están poniendo en riesgo la vida del pueblo norteamericano.
But they're also putting at risk the American people's own lives.
Porque ya han muerto tres norteamericanos durante estos 3 años y 8 meses de guerra que la administración actual mantiene contra Nicaragua.
Because over the last 3 years and 8 months of war against Nicaragua, 3 U.S. citizens have already died.
Y esos norteamericanos que han muerto son víctimas de esta mala política.
And those U.S. citizens that died are also the victims of a bad policy.
Y llegaron a Nicaragua a asesinar, entre otros, a niñas nicaragüenses.
And they came to Nicaragua to kill, among others, young children.
4 niñas nicaragüenses fueron víctimas del último ataque aéreo en el que perecieron 2 norteamericanos, agentes de la CIA.
4 infant girls were the victims of the attack in which 2 North American mercenaries died in a helicopter attack.
Se ha venido imponiendo, por lo tanto, en Centroamérica, frente a Nicaragua, una política de guerra, de terror, de violación a las normas jurídicas internacionales.
So what has been imposed on Central America is an entire regime of violations of the entire network of international legal framework of what is known as the civilized intercourse among nations.
El derecho internacional está siendo desconocido por los actuales gobernantes norteamericanos.
International law is being totally disrespected by this administration.
Y estamos librando una lucha en favor de ese derecho en la Corte Internacional de Justicia de La Haya.
And we are struggling on behalf of international law right now at The Hague, at the International Court.
Y esta universidad está presente en ese esfuerzo en favor del derecho internacional.
And that university is also making its contribution there.
Porque el profesor Chase está ahí contribuyendo.
Because Professor Chase is also there at the court with us.
Está contribuyendo en algo que es elemental, fundamental en la convivencia entre las naciones.
And he's contributing to something that is absolutely fundamental to coexistence among nations.
Como el derecho internacional,
such as international law.
Como el respeto a la Carta de Naciones Unidas.
Respect for the UN Charter.
Que todo eso está siendo totalmente desconocido por la actual administración norteamericana.
All of which is being trampled on by this administration.
Estamos pues sometidos a una política de guerra en la región centroamericana.
So we are being subject to a war policy in Central America.
Somos apenas 3 millones de habitantes en Nicaragua.
We're barely 3 million inhabitants in Nicaragua.
Y que todos los días estamos siendo asesinados.
And every day our people continue to be killed.
Todos los días están cayendo nicaragüenses.
Every day Nicaraguans fall.
O sea que todos los días hay que restar de esos 3 millones.
So we have to take away a few from the 3 million every day.
Niños, ancianos, jóvenes,
women, children, youth,
trabajadores,
elderly, workers.
Y decimos un poco que la administración norteamericana como que se ha propuesto exterminar al pueblo de Nicaragua.
And this is, we almost go to the point of saying as though this administration has proposed itself to exterminate the Nicaraguan people.
Y nuestra situación solo se nos ocurre compararla con la que vivieron hace más de 40 años en Europa, los pueblos y sobre todo los judíos que fueron concentrados en los campos de exterminio, en los campos de concentración.
So if we look for comparisons, sometimes the only thing we can think of is the experience of the Jewish people in concentration camps during the Second World War and what happened to them.
Porque no somos parte de ningún pacto militar internacional.
Because we're not part of any international military alliance.
Somos un país con apenas 3 millones de habitantes.
Again, only 3 million inhabitants.
Con recursos económicos limitados,
with very limited economic resources,
haciendo grandes esfuerzos para tratar de salir de la miseria,
making enormous efforts to climb out of misery,
y peleando contra un enemigo poderoso,
and fighting against a powerful
como
enemy,
el gobierno de los Estados Unidos,
such as the present administration of the United States,
y ha puesto a trabajar toda su maquinaria para triturar y destruir a la revolución nicaragüense.
An administration which has put into use its entire machinery to try to strangle and crush the Nicaraguan revolution.
Y es importante que el pueblo norteamericano sea el que diga la última palabra.
So it's important for the U.S. people to have the last word in this struggle.
Y no que el gobierno de los Estados Unidos esté imponiendo situaciones de hecho al pueblo norteamericano.
And not let the American administration impose situations on the American people.
Y por eso es necesario que el pueblo norteamericano conozca de la realidad de las relaciones entre Estados Unidos y Nicaragua.
So that's why we say it's necessary for the American people to understand the reality of U.S.-Nicaraguan relations people to people.
Que sepa que los nicaragüenses no somos enemigos ni del pueblo ni del gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
Let it be known that the Nicaraguans are not an enemy of either the people or the government of the United States.
Sino que es esta administración a la que se le ha ocurrido declarar la guerra al pueblo y gobierno de Nicaragua.
But it is this administration that has the commitment to waging a war against, has declared a war against the people and government of Nicaragua.
Es bueno que sepa el pueblo de los Estados Unidos que Nicaragua no es ninguna amenaza para la seguridad de los Estados Unidos.
Let the American people know that Nicaragua represents no threat to their national security.
Y que sepan que la política de la actual administración en Centroamérica es una amenaza para los pueblos de la región y para el mismo pueblo norteamericano.
But let them also know that the actual policy of this administration is a threat not only to the peoples of the Central American region, but to the American people themselves.
Es necesario que el pueblo de los Estados Unidos sepa que en Nicaragua se construyen con grandes esfuerzos centros de salud, escuelas, viviendas, cooperativas, centros de producción, y que todo eso está siendo destruido todos los días por la política del gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
It's important for the American people to know that every day we make great strides to build schools, clinics, housing, educational facilities, and elsewhere. But every day this too is being destroyed by the present policy of this administration.
Y hay que explicarle al pueblo de los Estados Unidos que en Nicaragua hay pluralismo.
And we also have to explain to the American people that there exists pluralism in Nicaragua.
Pluralismo de verdad.
Real pluralism.
No como en algunos países donde solamente participan dos partidos en las elecciones.
Not Not as in though certain countries where only two parties are the contenders in elections.
Ya en Nicaragua están inscritos para participar en las elecciones de 11 partidos, 7 partidos.
Of 11 parties that exist in Nicaragua, 7 are already registered to participate in the elections.
Y los 4 partidos que no han querido participar no participan por eso, porque no han querido participar.
And the other 4 that haven't registered to participate is precisely because they don't want to.
Y han tenido ahí todas las facilidades, todas las condiciones para participar.
They've been given every facility and guarantee, but they haven't decided to do that.
Que sepa el pueblo de los Estados Unidos que en Nicaragua se impulsa un proyecto revolucionario, nacionalista, donde se defiende también un régimen de economía mixta.
Let the American people also know that we are building a revolutionary project of non-alignment, of pluralism, and of a mixed economy.
Claro que en función, en beneficio de los más pobres.
But of course, oriented to the interests and benefits of the poor.
Es bueno que sepa el pueblo de los Estados Unidos de los riesgos que se corren de una intervención directa de las tropas norteamericanas en Centroamérica.
Let the American people also be aware of the enormous risks that currently exist with regard to a U.S. direct intervention in Central America.
Que va a significar de nuevo la muerte, no solamente de miles de centroamericanos, sino que también de miles de norteamericanos.
That would mean the death not only of thousands of Central America, but also of thousands of U.S. citizens.
En una guerra que sería injusta, en una guerra que sería cruel.
A war that would be unjust, a war that would be cruel.
En una guerra que estamos seguros no la quieren ni la desean esos jóvenes que serían mandados a matar y a morir.
A war which we know that the people who would be sent out to die and to kill do not want either.
Y en estos momentos en que la situación aparece más peligrosa, en los momentos en que se vienen desarrollando nuevos planes de parte de la administración para agredir a Nicaragua e incluso para invadir a Nicaragua en dependencia del desarrollo de la agresión en su primera fase.
And now, at this point, where the threat of intervention seems greater and where the plans are being made in this particular phase to perhaps to invade Nicaragua,
en estos momentos que se proponen lanzar ofensivas de nuevo con las fuerzas contrarrevolucionarias y de abrir un frente de guerra en la zona sur fronteriza con Costa Rica para tensionar políticamente la situación con ese país,
where at this stage plans are already being made to open up new war fronts near the Costa Rican border as well as in the north and tense and make the political relations between Nicaragua and Costa Rica all that much more difficult.
En estos momentos que se proponen, si todo les marcha bien, que entonces unos cuantos gobiernos centroamericanos les pidan auxilio para defenderse del sandinismo.
At this point, when plans already are being made so that other Central American governments will suddenly clamor out for help in case, in the face of a so-called Sandinista attack.
En estos momentos en que tienen toda una maquinaria ya desarrollada alrededor de Nicaragua para lanzar la invasión en el momento que consideren oportuno.
At this moment, when the machinery is already in place surrounding Nicaragua to launch the invasion in the moment they so select,
ha surgido una esperanza de paz.
There is now, at this moment, a new hope for peace.
Y ya se refería a ella el querido amigo de Nicaragua, Carlos Fuente.
And Nicaragua's dear friend, Carlos Fuente, referred to that hope.
La propuesta de paz de Contadora.
And that is Contadora's peace proposal.
Que fue presentada este 7 de septiembre,
the last September 7th was officially presented.
Es una propuesta de paz hecha por gobiernos que son amigos del gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
It's a proposal being made by governments that are friends of the United States government.
Es una propuesta que ha sido respaldada por los gobiernos de la Comunidad Económica Europea, España y Portugal, que quien duda que son amigos también del gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
A proposal that was recently backed by the EEC countries, Spain and Portugal, which are also friends, supposedly, of the United States.
No es una propuesta de Nicaragua.
It's not a Nicaraguan proposal.
Es una propuesta presentada por gobiernos amigos de los Estados Unidos y respaldada por gobiernos amigos de los Estados Unidos.
It's a proposal presented by and supported by governments that are U.S. friends.
Una propuesta de paz muy concreta, muy específica.
Very concrete, specific proposal.
Nosotros la estudiamos detenidamente.
We studied it carefully.
Y en aras de la paz decidimos aceptarla.
And for the benefit and for the sake of peace, we decided to accept it.
Tal y como ha sido presentada por el grupo de contadores.
Exactly as it has been proposed by the Contadora group.
Pero ahora resulta que la aceptación de Nicaragua vuelve sospechosa. El acta.
But now, simply because Nicaragua has said yes, the act, the proposal, becomes suspicious.
Y oficiales del gobierno de los Estados Unidos se han estado pronunciando de una manera que tiende a minar ese esfuerzo latinoamericano y europeo.
And the statements by U.S. officials recently have been in the way of undermining that very delicate and important effort.
Pareciera que quisieran introducir de nuevo discusiones sobre el acta a través de algunos gobiernos de Centroamérica que ceden a sus presiones.
It seems that they want to reopen the discussions entirely on the proposals by way of those governments in Central America which do as they're told.
Bajo el pretexto de que hay que ver algunas formalidades, de que hay que ver algunos aspectos de forma.
Under the pretext that certain questions of procedure and formality have to be looked at again.
Pareciera que lo que les interesa es que se abra la discusión sobre el acta.
But it seems that they want to open up the substantive discussion on
que no
the proposal,
se firme el acta.
And that the proposal not be signed.
Entonces continuar con las manos libres para seguir con su política de agresión en Centroamérica.
And in that way continue to have a free hand to carry out, to continue the policy of aggression in Central America.
Y está esta propuesta de paz, que es una esperanza para los pueblos de Centroamérica y para el pueblo norteamericano.
So there's that peace proposal, which is a hope for the American and the Central American people.
Y es importante que el pueblo de los Estados Unidos demande de su gobierno la aceptación, el respaldo a dicha acta.
So it's important that the American people demand of its government full support for this peace proposal.
Que se conozca el acta aquí en los Estados Unidos.
Let the peace proposal be disseminated and known in this country.
Porque es un acta que viene a crear condiciones de seguridad en Centroamérica, tanto para los Estados Unidos como para Nicaragua.
Because it is a proposal, an act that purports to establish security conditions in Central America for Central Americans, but also for the United States.
O sea que no hay razones para sospechar del acta.
So there's no reason to be suspicious of the act.
Pero sí hay razones para sospechar de la actitud del gobierno de los Estados Unidos frente al acta.
But there are reasons to be suspicious of the attitude of this administration in the face of the peace proposal.
Consideramos que estos momentos son decisivos para el futuro de Centroamérica y de los Estados Unidos.
We believe that these moments now are decisive for the future of our countries.
Hasta antes del 7 de septiembre solamente teníamos la alternativa de la guerra.
Before September 7th, the only alternative, it seemed, was war.
Se venía haciendo esfuerzos en Contadora.
Contadora had been making some efforts.
Estados Unidos venía repitiendo que ellos respaldaban Contadora.
And the United States had been saying all along they supported Contadora.
Lo mismo repetíamos todos los gobiernos centroamericanos.
And all the Central American governments said the same.
En las reuniones que hemos tenido en Manzanillo con los Estados Unidos y en los diferentes encuentros que hemos tenido con representantes norteamericanos, siempre han insistido que esos encuentros están dirigidos a fortalecer la solución en Contadora.
At the bilateral meetings we've had with the U.S. at Manzanillo and elsewhere, we have always insisted, they have insisted that those efforts, the talks, are designed to support the Contadora process.
O sea que nos han dicho con toda claridad, entre Estados Unidos y Nicaragua no vamos a llegar a ningún entendimiento. Vayan a entenderse ya Contadora que nosotros vamos a respaldar la solución en Contadora.
They have been telling us that quite clearly there will be no concrete agreement between the U.S. and Nicaragua. Go Nicaragua can arrange, make a arrange some negotiation with the Contadora countries and then we will support that.
Bueno, y el 7 de septiembre surgió esa propuesta de Contadora.
So on September 7th the peace proposal becomes public.
Después de casi dos años de esfuerzos continuados.
After nearly two years of continuous efforts.
Está la propuesta.
The proposal is presented.
Y esto viene a poner a prueba la voluntad de paz de los gobiernos centroamericanos y del gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
So here we were going to match up the commitments, the verbalizations of support against the true will on the part of Central America and the United States.
Démosle el beneficio de la duda al gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
But let's give the United States the benefit of the doubt.
Y que respalde entonces el acta de contadora.
And then let them support the act of contadora.
Que no esté propiciando discusiones sobre dicha acta.
But why does it want to carry on further discussions on the act, on the proposal?
Y que entienda el gobierno de los Estados Unidos que respaldar el acta de contadora no es una victoria de Nicaragua.
Let the United States government understand that to support the Contadora Act does not mean that this is a victory for Nicaragua.
Ni una victoria de América Latina.
And not even a victory for Latin America.
O una victoria de los europeos.
Or for the Europeans.
Si acaso eso le produce molestias a los
gobernantes norteamericanos. If that were to make it uncomfortable.
Que cobren conciencia que respaldar el acta de contadora sería una victoria del gobierno y del pueblo de los Estados Unidos.
Let them become fully aware that to support Contadora would be a victory for the people and the government of the United States.
Sería una victoria de todos.
It would be a victory for all of us.
Tendrán unas preguntas que hacer, muchas preguntas tal vez que hacer.
I suppose we've got a lot of questions to ask.
Así es que no vamos a extendernos más.
So we won't go on too much longer.
Pero sí queremos decirles que el pueblo de Nicaragua aprecia esta actitud de ustedes de reunirse aquí a escuchar al pueblo de Nicaragua a través nuestra.
But we do want to mark our appreciation for you, representatives of the American people, having come here to listen to representatives of the Nicaragua.
En lo que podríamos definir como un diálogo, como una conversación entre el pueblo de Nicaragua y el pueblo de los Estados Unidos.
And this is what we would call a real dialogue, a real conversation between the people of the United States and the people of Nicaragua.
Thank you, Commander Ortega. A few brief statements about the question period, some notions worked out among the hosts of this event and its participants. There are two microphones on either side of the front steps here, the mics with the yellow heads on top, and we already have, I see, substantial lines behind each, so there's no problem of asking people to line up. What I would ask you to do is I shall alternate between the mics and recognizing questions, and the critical request is, oddly enough, brevity, i.e. no speeches, please. We hope all the questions will be in English. If there are speakers who can speak only in Spanish, okay. The themes here are large. They are Nicaragua and the Revolution, United States and Nicaraguan relations. Questions may treat any part of that from any political perspective, and we very much hope that all of us will greet any question of any complexion, not only with great intensity, but great calm, so that we can hear as many as possible. As we can.
I imagine.
Hello.
Good. I imagine that accepting the Contadora proposal is going to pose definite compromises, perhaps hardships and risks for Nicaragua. So my first question is if you could address what some of those are and why you're willing to accept them, particularly potential risks to your options as far as military security in the future. I would imagine there might be some. Another related question is, What would the Contadora proposal say about resolving the situation with the Contras, and how can you conceivably negotiate with them after they've refused to participate in your political process and, you know, gone for a violent strategy?
En el acta están contenidos los siguientes puntos.
There's a number of points in the act.
Un punto que tiene que ver con los asuntos de seguridad y militares.
There's one part that has to do with military and security questions.
Este punto supone que el área centroamericana tiene que quedar libre de toda presencia militar extranjera.
And this part has as a central component that the Central America area should be free of all foreign military advisors.
Bases militares, maniobras militares.
That includes military bases, foreign military advisors.
También está el asunto de los asesores militares extranjeros.
And particularly the question of foreign military advisors.
Que no quedaría en Centroamérica un solo asesor militar extranjero.
And the point would be that not a single foreign military advisor remain in Central America.
O sea, hacia ese fin camina la propuesta del acta.
So that part of the proposal has that objective.
En asunto de armamento se establece un congelamiento de la entrada de armas 29 días después de firmar el acta.
Now with regard to arms, a freeze on the import of weapons goes into effect 29 days after the act the proposal is signed.
Todos los gobiernos centroamericanos nos comprometemos a no apoyar a fuerzas opositoras a los diferentes gobiernos de Centroamérica.
And all of the Central American governments undertake the commitment not to support forces that are opposed to another Central American government.
Hay una parte política dedicada a lo que sería el fortalecimiento de la democracia en Centroamérica.
There's another component of the proposal that has to do with the strengthening of democracy in Central America.
Y elementos también económicos.
And there's another aspect which deals with economic questions.
Y sobre todo están contemplados en la aplicación, en la ejecución de todos estos puntos, mecanismos de verificación y control.
And with regard to the applications of all these things, there's another chapter with regard to verification and control of any measures adopted.
Ahora, al firmar Nicaragua y aceptar esta acta,
now in signing and in accepting this act,
al ejecutarse dicha acta,
and executing that act,
pues habría que decir que la seguridad de Nicaragua quedaría descansando un poco, o en primer lugar, en el pueblo nicaragüense.
From the point of view of Nicaragua, we'd have to say that our security would be dependent, first and foremost, on the Nicaraguan people.
Y también en lo que sería un respaldo político-moral de América Latina y de Europa.
But then, in the second place, on the moral support from all of Latin America and Europe.
Porque quedaríamos en una desventaja objetiva, como es el hecho de que los gobiernos centroamericanos tienen relaciones muy estrechas con el gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
And we say we would depend on that support because we would be faced with an objectively disfavorable position insofar as other Central American governments have very close ties to the U.S. Say we would depend on that support because we would be faced with an objectively disfavorable position insofar as other Central American governments have very close ties to the U.S.
En una región que los Estados Unidos han calificado como parte de su propia seguridad.
That is to say, in a region that the United States has called vital to its national interest.
O sea, pues que Nicaragua corre sus riesgos al aceptar la aplicación de esta acta.
So there are certain risks that are run by Nicaragua in accepting the act.
Pero consideramos que bien vale la pena correr ese riesgo en favor de la paz en Centroamérica.
But we think risks have to be taken for the sake of peace in Central America.
Yes. Hi, I'm from the Spartacus Youth League, and first of all, I want to say we defend the gains of the Nicaraguan Revolution, okay? We defend those gains both against the external enemies, the Contra scum, but what about the internal enemies of the revolution, the Nicaraguan bourgeoisie that opposes the Sandinistas, that supports the Contras? That's what I'm asking right now, okay? Then there's no third road of having that internal bourgeoisie, okay, that owns more than half the country, yet supports the Contras. So what if we call for a socialist revolution, what about that?
los fenómenos sociales solamente pueden ser enfrentados de una manera realista.
Social phenomena can only be confronted in a realistic manner.
Y no podemos transformar a la sociedad a nuestra voluntad.
And it's not through a sheer act of will that we transform society.
Las revoluciones son los resultados de hechos posibles y no de nuestros deseos.
The revolutions are a result of the possible and not out of wishes.
Alguien puede desear, puede imaginarse un determinado tipo de sociedad.
Anybody can imagine a determined type of society.
Pero la realidad indica otra cosa.
But reality can tell you something else.
Entonces hay que responder a la realidad.
So we have to go to reality.
Para transformar la sociedad.
And understand it in order to transform society.
Yes.
Visiting Nicaragua over the past couple of weeks with Somos Hermanas, a women's delegation, and I have a question about the elections. It was quite obvious, the overwhelming support of the Nicaraguan people for the process since the revolution is quite obvious there in Nicaragua. Given the genuine opening that the revolution has given to democracy, how has the electoral process opened and deepened that further, the participation of people at the grassroots in a democratic process?
Bueno, el asunto de la elección es algo que está contemplado en el programa del Frente Sandinista desde mucho antes del triunfo revolucionario.
Elections are something that were contemplated in the program of the Sandinista Front many years before our revolutionary victory.
Y forma parte de lo que es la institucionalización de la revolución.
And it is a component in what is known as and what we call the institutionalization of the revolution.
Entonces esto crea toda una dinámica al interior del país de discusiones, de polémica en el orden político, en el orden social, en el orden económico que permiten realmente consolidar la revolución sobre bases muy firmes.
So a dynamic is now being created of discussion of polemics, political, social, and economic within the country itself that leads the revolution to deepen itself and consolidate itself in the process.
Y consideramos que la discusión, que la polémica con aquella gente que piensa de manera diferente, con la gente que incluso está en contra de la revolución, es algo que enriquece, que fortalece la conciencia de la gente que está con la revolución.
So we think that even the discussion and the polemics that take place, even with sectors that are not in agreement with the revolution, is something that strengthens the consciousness of those that are in favor of the revolution and have to defend its positions.
Yes.
Students and visitors at Harvard and Mr. Ortega should know that Harvard is the think tank of imperialism in this country and in this world, and they should know that. And it is only the revolutionaries of the Spartacus Youth League which resolutely defend the gains of the Nicaraguan Revolution. My question is,
please, may we allow people to speak, please, so that they can be heard?
My question is
the fervent prayer is that their questions be brief. Let us continue.
We think that American students should should call to defend, complete, and extend the Nicaraguan Revolution by linking their struggle with the struggle of the American working class and calling to hot cargo military goods to the Contras and the counter-revolutionaries in Central America.
I'm sorry, sir, can you put a question, please?
So what do you think about that?
Todos los reunidos aquí estudian aquí en Harvard.
Does everyone here study at Harvard?
No, esto es abierto completamente. Pero tenemos de la Universidad de Harvard aquí algunos.
Some people.
A ver, ¿podrían levantar la mano, por favor?
Let's see the Harvard student hands.
Entonces yo creo que no es el centro de la inteligencia del imperialismo la Universidad de Harvard.
Evidently, this is not the think tank of imperialism.
En Nicaragua, Somoza trató de convertir a la Universidad Católica en el centro de la reproducción de la dictadura somocista.
In Nicaragua, Somoza tried to make the Catholic University as an element to reproduce its own repressive structure.
Pero la Universidad Católica se convirtió en un centro de reproducción revolucionaria.
But Catholic University became a center of revolutionary reproduction.
Todo depende de los estudiantes.
It all depends on the students.
The next question, please.
Comandante Ortega, you said it correctly when you noted that there was something in this room that transcends language, and that thing being love and respect for the revolution in Nicaragua. But there's a problem, and that is that not everyone in the United States feels that love or recognizes the potential for that love for the revolution in Nicaragua. In the area of what the United States people can do in support of the process in Nicaragua, could you talk about what would happen if, in fact, the United States were to cease sending material aid to the counter-revolution in Nicaragua? There's much talk about it, there being a civil war in Nicaragua. Could you expound a little bit on how, what exactly that counter-revolution represents in terms of the proportion to the society in Nicaragua?
Bueno, la contrarrevolución es algo artificial que existe en la medida que tiene el apoyo del gobierno de los Estados Unidos.
Well, the counter-revolution is something totally artificial. It exists simply because it has U.S. support.
Ahora, ¿qué puede hacer el pueblo norteamericano?
So what can the U.S. people do?
En favor de la paz entre los Estados Unidos y Nicaragua.
For the sake of peace between the United States and Nicaragua.
Oponerse a que se sigan aprobando partidas millonarias para asesinar al pueblo de Nicaragua.
Oppose the appropriation of more funds to kill Nicaraguans.
Y demandar del gobierno norteamericano que respalde el acta de paz de Contadora.
And secondly, demand that the U.S. government support the Contadora Act.
O sea, tenemos un elemento muy concreto que es el acta de paz de Contadora.
There's a very concrete element which is the Contadora peace proposal.
Entonces hay que ir ahí, tal vez casa por casa, como hacen los misioneros. Para que el pueblo norteamericano cobre conciencia de los riesgos que se corren.
So maybe
que se tienen.
So maybe we have to be like missionaries and go house by house and explain this and make everybody conscious of the real risks that are involved.
Y que empiecen a lanzar mensajes al Congreso y a todos lados para que se firme el acta de Contadora.
And messages to Congress and elsewhere so that this Contadora Act will be signed.
Y para que no se apoyen a la contrarrevolución con más armas, es decir, con más armas, con más dinero.
So that no more money will be sent to the Contras.
Yes, the question from this row, please.
There is one area of civil strife that is fairly real in Nicaragua, and that concerns the Miskito Indians. How seriously do you consider the grievances of the Miskito Indians, and what do you plan to do about them? Also, what is the state of your talks with Brooklyn Rivera at this point, and do you anticipate him actually coming to Managua anytime soon? Oh, could I add in a third part?
Recién el triunfo, nosotros estuvimos en un recorrido en toda la zona norte atlántica de Nicaragua.
Shortly after the victory, we made a tour of all the Atlantic coast of Nicaragua.
Y yo estuve presente con el padre cardenal en lo que fue
la fundación de el organismo que se conoció como Misquito Sumos Ramas Unidos en Sandinismo, Miss Urasata.
And there with Father Cardenal, I was present at the founding of the new Misquito Sumos Ramas Association, which was known as Miss Urasata.
O sea, estamos interesados en fortalecer la organización del pueblo Misquito.
We were genuinely interested in strengthening the organization of the Misquito people.
La revolución abría esa posibilidad.
The revolution opened that possibility.
Antes el pueblo Misquito había hecho un intento de organización.
There had been a previous attempt by the Misquitos to found an organization.
Que había recibido el nombre de Alianza para el Progreso de los Pueblos Misquitos.
Which had the name of Alliance for Progress of the Misquito
people. Esto fue alentado por gente con pensamiento que se identificaba con la famosa Alianza para el Progreso.
But this was something of people that were very much linked with the concept of the Alliance for Progress at that time.
Y esta organización no tuvo mayor posibilidad de desarrollo entonces, en la época de Somoza.
So during Somoza's time, this organization was never really able to develop.
Y en una asamblea que duró varios días, de una manera democrática, los mismos dirigentes ahí en Egipto formaron su organización.
So in an assembly, a truly democratic assembly that went on for several days, the leader, the Misquito leaders, formed their new organization.
Que se llamó Miss Urasata.
By the name of Miss Urasata.
Y se les dio representación en el Consejo de Estado.
And representation was given to them in the Council of State.
Cosa que nunca en la historia de Nicaragua pues había sucedido.
Something that was unprecedented in Nicaraguan history.
Y se empezaron a desarrollar una serie de programas sociales en beneficio de ellos en su territorio.
And a whole series of social programs were began to be developed for them in their territory.
Habían problemas, habían sus situaciones contradictorias.
Of course there were problems and situations which were contradictory.
Como es natural.
This was to be expected.
Por ejemplo, la forma de organización que había desarrollado la revolución en la zona del Pacífico de Nicaragua no eran aplicables en la zona atlántica norte de Nicaragua.
One example was that the forms of organization which the revolution had developed along the Pacific coast were simply not applicable in the Atlantic coast.
Y a veces un poco como que se forzó o se trató de forzar ese tipo de organización.
And it seems that at some times there was an attempt to impose that other type of organization.
Y eso provocaba polémicas, discusiones.
And this led to polemics and discussions.
Y se respetaba así la organización que tenían ellos comunalmente en sus respectivas comunidades.
But the result was that in any case their communal organization, their basic communal organization was respected.
Luego se dio una discusión con la campaña de alfabetización.
A new discussion came into being with regard to the literacy campaign.
Si se alfabetizaba solo en español, que es la lengua oficial del país, o si también se alfabetizaba en Misquito y en inglés criollo, que es el que se habla un poco más hacia el sur, centro del Atlántico.
The question arose whether to make the literacy crusade simply in Spanish, the official language, or to introduce it also in Misquito, but also in English Creole, which is spoken in the southeastern part of Nicaragua.
Y se discutió porque tal vez algunos pensaban que era mejor hacerlo solo en español, pero al fin se decidió que la educación se diese en Misquito y en inglés.
Well, a discussion took place. Some continued to insist that it should only be in Spanish, but the decision was that it should take place in all of those languages.
Los valores culturales del pueblo Misquito por primera vez fueron incorporados y conocidos por toda la nación nicaragüense.
So for the first time, the cultural values of the Misquitos are incorporated and known to the rest of the Nicaraguan nation.
Entonces podemos decir que había un esfuerzo en medio de determinadas contradicciones, como es lógico, en el que la revolución venía incorporando al pueblo Misquito, a la nación nicaragüense.
So in short, there were progresses in the midst of discussions and difficulties in the process of incorporating the Misquito as part and recognizing him as part of the Nicaraguan nation.
Sin negar lo que era la herencia del pueblo Misquito, sus características y la necesidad de fortalecerla y enriquecerla.
But without negating for a moment the cultural authenticity and uniqueness of the Misquito and his right to reaffirm those cultural rights.
¿Cuál fue el elemento que rompió con esta posibilidad de integración normal?
So what happened that interrupted this
possibility or cut short this possibility of normal integration.
El elemento de la agresión.
That was the aggression factor.
O sea, cuando surgió la alternativa armada que empezó a presionar a la población mestiza.
So when the armed struggle, the armed aggression begins, the armed option begins, that begins to affect the Miskito people.
Todo ese esfuerzo que se venía desarrollando a través del diálogo, de la discusión, de la polémica, se vio afectado.
All those efforts that had been slowly derived at as a product of discussions and polemics was practically cut short.
Y el pueblo Miskito se vio dividido por la política de los Estados Unidos.
And the Miskito nation becomes divided by U.S. policy.
Ahora estamos en un esfuerzo de reincorporar al pueblo mestizo que parte de él se fue a Honduras, otra parte de él se encuentra en territorio costarricense y la mayor parte se encuentra en territorio nicaragüense.
Now we're in the midst of an effort to try to reincorporate, reunify the mestizos, part of which are in Costa Rica, another part in Honduras, and most are still in Nicaragua.
Estamos en una lucha para lograr la unidad del pueblo mestizo.
We're in a struggle to reform the unity of the mestizo people.
Y se da una amplia amnistía para todos los mestizos que se encuentran en territorio hondureño o en el mismo territorio costarricense para que puedan reintegrarse al país.
A generous amnesty has been extended to all mestizos either in Costa Rica or Honduras so that they can come back and rejoin their communities.
Y le hemos dado también todas las garantías a Brooklyn Rivera para que pueda regresar a Nicaragua.
And Brooklyn Rivera also counts with all the necessary guarantees so that he can come back.
Y ayudar a la reunificación del pueblo mestizo.
So that he can play his role in the reunification of the Miskito people.
Y tenemos esperanzas que este esfuerzo vaya dando resultados.
And we hope that this effort comes to some concrete results.
The next question, please.
One of the main parts of the Contador Agreement, it states that the countries of the area should have democratic elections. And there has been accusations in the press that this agreement is not binding on the Nicaraguan elections that are to be held in November. Therefore, your election as president is practically guaranteed, since the opposition that is now running for these elections is only a token one. We as Latin Americans have seen this happen so many times. What is your response to that?
No, el problema es que el esfuerzo de Contadora no se ha hecho en función de Nicaragua.
Well, the thing is that the Contadora effort has not been developed simply for Nicaragua.
Se ha hecho en función de toda la región centroamericana.
It's something that is conceived in terms of the entire Central American region.
Entonces, en estos dos años, digamos que tiene de esfuerzo Contadora, en Centroamérica han habido elecciones.
So that over the past nearly 2 years that Contadora has been working, there have been a number of elections.
Entonces, tendríamos que llegar a la conclusión que esas elecciones son nulas.
So if we were to accept that logic, that means that all those elections that have taken place are also void.
Porque tendrían que haber esperado el acuerdo de paz de Contadora para poder hacer elecciones.
Because then they should have waited until the Contadora Act was implemented, so then proceed to have elections.
En los países donde se han hecho elecciones en Centroamérica en estos dos años de crisis.
With regard to elections that have been held.
En los que ha involucrado Contadora directamente.
With the elections that have been held elsewhere in Central America in which Contadora has not been directly involved.
Porque ¿quién nos garantiza que las elecciones que se han hecho en otros países centroamericanos han sido elecciones democráticas?
What's there to guarantee that the elections held in other Central American countries have been really democratic?
¿Quién nos garantiza que se apegan al espíritu del acta de Contadora?
Who's going to guarantee that they're strictly in adherence to the letter and spirit of Contadora?
Nosotros aceptaríamos lo siguiente.
What we can accept is the following.
Que se declaren nulas todas las elecciones que se han hecho en Centroamérica en estos años de crisis.
Okay, let's declare void every election that has been held in Central America.
Entonces nosotros esperaríamos a que esté el acta de Contadora y luego del acta de Contadora hacemos elecciones todos los centroamericanos.
Okay, and we will wait. We would then wait for the Contadora Act, and after it is signed, then all of the Central Americans should hold national elections. We'll go along with that.
The next question, please.
Mr. Ortega, I am the son of Cuban parents, and we're very concerned about the common betrayal of revolutions in Latin America. For example, the one in Cuba, where we have a repressive dictator, Batista, is overthrown and we get a more repressive dictator. Now, you claim that there is Democrats.
Stay quiet, please. Let the person state his question.
Now, you claim that there is Democrat pluralism in Nicaragua, and you even suggest that there's more than the United States because you're a multi-party. Yet, my question is, how can you claim that when there is no opportunity for freedom of discussion in Nicaragua, no freedom of the press, when organizations that try to form, when an opposition group tries to form in demonstrations, is, as the New York Times reported, set upon by a gang apparently formed by by the government to disrupt the demonstration, and when there's increasingly economic centralization by the junta in Nicaragua, how can we expect democratic pluralism to evolve in Nicaragua?
Bueno, en primer lugar habría que preguntarse quién ha traicionado la democracia en América Latina.
The first question to ask is, who has betrayed democracy in Latin America?
Me parece que los Estados Unidos. Me parece que los Estados Unidos, con sus políticas de intervenciones, no solamente en Nicaragua, sino que en México, en Cuba, en diferentes partes del mundo, han traicionado los valores que hicieron nacer a la nación norteamericana.
And it's my feeling that it has been U.S. interventions, not only in Nicaragua, but Mexico, Cuba, and elsewhere, that have betrayed the very goals that gave birth to this U.S. nation.
Los que lucharon por la independencia en los Estados Unidos no lucharon para que luego se fuese a intervenir por todos lados.
Those that fought for the U.S. independence did not fight so that that intervention could be carried out else in other countries.
Lucharon para tener una nación verdaderamente independiente.
They fought to have a truly independent country.
Los postulados de los luchadores de la independencia en los Estados Unidos no dicen, en sus principios, ir a invadir a otros países, ir a agredir a otros países, o convertirse en los policías del mundo.
Nowhere in the principles of the Constitution or else other basic documents that say that the United States should intervene and commit aggression against other people or become the world's policeman.
Y parece realmente increíble que en los países centroamericanos, a pesar del atraso, a pesar de la falta de democracia que propiciaron los Estados Unidos, pues en los países centroamericanos, a pesar de las mismas dictaduras, no existían los problemas que en los años 60 existían todavía aquí en este país con respecto a los derechos civiles.
And it sometimes seems incredible that in Latin America, notwithstanding its the lack of democracy, its impoverishment, its backwardness, that in many regards the problems that existed here in the 1960s with regard to civil rights did not exist in parts of Latin America.
Y la verdad es que ¿qué ejemplo de democracia podía ser Estados Unidos para los centroamericanos?
So what example of democracy could the United States have meant for the Central America?
Porque si nosotros hubiésemos triunfado en los años 58, 57, si hubiese triunfado la revolución en Nicaragua y hubiésemos querido seguir el ejemplo democrático de los Estados Unidos, entonces tendríamos que haber establecido leyes para que los niños negros fuesen por un lado y los niños blancos por otro lado.
Had we been victorious in our revolution in 57 or 58 and looked for a revolution or a country for inspiration and copied United States laws, then we would have had laws that said white people one side and black people go the other.
La verdad es que es preocupante que a esas alturas en los Estados Unidos todavía se estuviese luchando por esos derechos.
What's really of concern is that even at that late date, that struggle for civil rights was still taking place.
¿Qué clase de ejemplo de democracia va a ser ese para el mundo?
So how can we look to the United States for an example of democracy then?
Solo dictaduras podía generar como las de Somoza.
Of course, only dictatorships could be generated.
Yo le diría que usted no es más que una víctima de la deformación que crea en el pueblo norteamericano la propaganda
que el gobierno norteamericano ha venido repitiendo a lo largo de muchos años.
I would say that you're no more than a victim of the propaganda which the United States government has been inculcating in its people for such a long time.
Usted no tiene culpa.
And it's not that it's your fault.
Y yo lo invito a visitar Nicaragua.
And I want to invite you to visit Nicaragua.
Para que vea. Para que vea que en Nicaragua hay pluralismo político.
So I want to invite you to visit Nicaragua so that you can see that in Nicaragua there exists political pluralism.
Para que vea cómo se expresan en los medios de difusión todas las fuerzas políticas.
Come and see how the different political forces and media express themselves.
La revolución en contra del Frente Sandinista.
Against the Frente Sandinista, against the revolution.
Para que vea también la actividad política que se desarrolla de diferentes formas en el país.
Come witness the political activity which is taking place in so many ways in our country.
Y puede ir a Nicaragua y hablar ahí con todo mundo, con los que están a favor de la revolución y los que están en contra de la revolución.
And you can freely talk in Nicaragua with anyone in favor or against the revolution.
Y le puedo decir que en medio de nuestra pobreza y en medio de nuestra miseria tenemos un poco más de democracia que los Estados Unidos.
And we want to tell you that in the midst of our poverty, in the midst of our misery, we think we're a little bit more democratic than the United States.
The next question, please.
Comandante Ortega. There are probably many Americans who strongly supported the overthrow of the brutal dictatorship and the Sandinista revolution who hope that it will eventually lead to freedom for the Nicaraguan people. However, having had the chance this summer to attend a White House briefing on Nicaragua, there was honestly a very strong case to be made that on these following two problems. One, the question of the church, the Catholic Church, and one, the question of Soviet involvement. First of all, I would like to ask you, what role, if any, should the Soviet Union play in your nation or in future revolutions which you have spoken of today in Central America? And secondly, and perhaps Father Descoto would be willing to help out on this answer, what should the Catholic Church and should other churches be fully independent of the government, and or should the government in any way try to direct those churches? And I would hope you would be willing to answer both of those questions.
Sobre el asunto de la iglesia, vamos a darle después al Padre Escoto oportunidad de ampliar.
We'll let Father Descoto talk about the church question.
Yo solamente quiero decir lo siguiente. Que propiciamos una independencia entre el Estado y la Iglesia.
Let me just say this about that. We are in favor of a separation or mutual independence between church and state.
Pero el Estado no puede ya intervenir entre lo que son los asuntos dentro de la Iglesia.
¿Perdón?
El Estado no puede intervenir entre lo que son los asuntos, las polémicas teológicas dentro de la Iglesia.
But the state cannot intervene, should not intervene with regard to internal polemical theological discussions within the church.
Ahora, a Nicaragua se le ha acusado de persecución religiosa.
Now we've been accused of religious persecution in Nicaragua.
Y yo quisiera preguntar lo siguiente.
Let me ask this.
Y sería bueno que ustedes investigaran eso.
And maybe you can look into it a bit.
En estos cinco años de revolución, ¿cuántos sacerdotes han sido asesinados en Nicaragua?
Now, over the last five years, how many priests have been murdered in Nicaragua?
¿Cuántos religiosos han sido asesinados en Nicaragua?
How many priests, how many nuns have been murdered in Nicaragua?
No ha habido un solo religioso sacerdote asesinado en Nicaragua.
Not a single case.
En cambio, haga un recorrido por América Latina.
Now, let's go to the rest of Latin America.
Y en estos cinco años, y en estos cinco años,
En estos cinco años se va a encontrar con decenas de sacerdotes religiosos y religiosas asesinados en países de América Latina.
And over those past five years, you're going to find dozens of priests and nuns murdered in Latin America.
No hay persecución religiosa.
But there's no accusation of religious persecution.
Ahí no hay problema.
There's no problem there.
Eso no es noticia en los Estados Unidos.
That's not news.
En cuanto al asunto de armamento, sí.
No.
Ah, el papel soviético en América Central. Bueno, en América Central, la Unión Soviética tiene relaciones con Nicaragua y creo que con Costa Rica.
Well, with regard to the Soviets in Central America, they have relations with Nicaragua and with Costa Rica.
Con Costa Rica las tiene desde hace algún tiempo, creo. Desde 1948 tiene relaciones con Costa Rica, la Unión Soviética.
There have been relations between Costa Rica and the Soviet Union since 48.
Con Nicaragua desde 1979.
And with us only since 79.
Y con los Estados Unidos, ¿desde cuándo tiene relaciones la Unión Soviética?
And
1933.
Desde 1933.
US-Soviet relations date back to 33.
Entonces, ¿por qué preocuparse porque un país como Nicaragua tenga relaciones con la Unión Soviética?
So why should there be a concern about the Soviet diplomatic presence?
Los Estados Unidos quieren tener relaciones con la Unión Soviética y no quieren que los nicaragüenses tengamos relaciones con la Unión Soviética.
The US wants to have relations with the Soviet Union, why can't we?
Los Estados Unidos comercian miles de millones de dólares con la Unión Soviética y no quieren que Nicaragua comercie ahí unas sumas insignificantes con la Unión Soviética.
The United States trades billions, has billions in trade with the Soviet Union, and they don't want us to have even a few thousand with them.
Entonces, yo creo que no hay que preocuparse de eso.
So we shouldn't be too concerned about that. One last question.
I'll be very brief and just address myself to the question as to whether the church ought to be independent. And I think he said independent of the government. I think the church has a fundamental obligation to total and absolute fidelity to Christ and to his gospel. And therefore, obviously, it should be independent of governments. But that is not the question in Nicaragua. Because I thought, since we're talking about the Nicaraguan situation, the question would have been, should the church be independent of those social groups that defend the maintenance of an old order that did not benefit the majority, but that only catered to the interest of the privileged few? Because the church, in being faithful to the gospel, must always show a preferential love for the poor. And about the church in Nicaragua, I think it's worthwhile to note that you hear much about a bishop here or there in Nicaragua who gets a lot of play in the free press of the United States while they silence others, but a bishop who dissents. But I am a trained journalist, and I practiced for many years, and I would never have written such stories because that is not news. The church has always, lamentably, but always been opposed to any fundamental and radical change in society to benefit the masses. That has been the historical reality. So what is new in Nicaragua is that there are certain bishops, and there is the majority of clergy and religious and missionaries and lay apostles and delegates of the word who are so totally committed to the process of liberation of the people. This is what is, I think, worthwhile underlining about the Nicaraguan church today, that it is breaking away from the old molds of dependency in the and support for a status quo that was never Christian because it was never just. Thanks.
How do you view the battle that the leftist insurgents in El Salvador are fighting is linked to what's going on in Nicaragua, in view of the fact that Reagan would not accept the Contadora Act, and it was mentioned earlier, it seems like he's more bent on extermination of the Nicaraguan people, and Mondale is talking about a quarantine of Nicaragua. Don't you feel that the best defense of the revolution is to spread it throughout Central America? I'm a member of the Spartacus Youth League, and we are proud to defend the gains of the Nicaraguan Revolution and call for its extension throughout Central America as its best defense.
Thank you.
Yo creo que esa decisión hay que dejársela a los pueblos centroamericanos.
Well, that's fundamentally a decision that has to be made by Central American peoples.
Lo que sí estamos seguros es que si hay intervención militar directa de los Estados Unidos en Centroamérica, va a haber revolución en toda Centroamérica.
What we can be categorical about is that is if there is a U.S. intervention in Central America, there will be a revolution throughout Central America.
Y tendrán que enfrentarse los Estados Unidos a una verdadera rebelión en toda Centroamérica.
And they, in the U.S., will have to confront a true Central American rebellion.
Pero serán momentos duros, como ya lo están siendo, para los pueblos de Centroamérica.
There will be difficult times, as they already are, for Central American peoples.
Y no quisiéramos que esa situación se produjese.
And we don't want that situation to materialize.
Pero como esta es una alternativa que está a la vuelta de la esquina, podemos dejar de reflexionar sobre la misma.
But since this is a very imminent possibility, we have to think about it.
Y decirles que tenemos la seguridad que los jóvenes norteamericanos entonces se van a negar a ir a pelear contra el pueblo de Nicaragua.
And we know that we have the certainty that the U.S. youth will refuse to go fight against the people of Nicaragua.
Y que será y que al contrario, habrá muchos miles de norteamericanos dispuestos a ir a pelear al lado del pueblo de Nicaragua.
And that it'll probably be the other way around, because there'll be thousands of American youth that will want to go to fight on the side of the people of Nicaragua.
Pero la verdad es que esa es una situación que nadie la quiere. Ni el pueblo de los Estados Unidos ni el pueblo de Nicaragua.
The final analysis, it's a situation that nobody wants, neither your people nor ours.
Esa es una situación que debe ser rechazada.
And that's a situation, an option that must be rejected.
Y repetimos que la mayor victoria que podemos alcanzar los pueblos de Centroamérica, el pueblo de los Estados Unidos, los gobiernos de Centroamérica y el gobierno de los Estados Unidos es la conquista de la paz.
And I repeat that the best thing we can achieve, the people, the government of Nicaragua, the people, the government of the United States, is to conquer peace together.
Y por ello debemos luchar.
And that's what we are struggling for, and we must struggle together.
Por la amistad de nuestros pueblos.
For the friendship among our peoples.
Que solamente se puede alcanzar a través de la paz.
Which can only be reached through peace.
por la fraternidad de nuestros pueblos,
for the fraternity among our peoples,
que solamente se puede alcanzar a través de acciones constructivas y no a través de acciones destructivas,
which can only be accomplished through constructive, not destructive actions.
Y tenemos una responsabilidad mutua, los pueblos de Centroamérica y el pueblo de los Estados Unidos, para alcanzar esa paz.
Our and your people have a responsibility towards each other in reaching that peace.
Y sobre todo la juventud norteamericana,
and particularly North American U.S. youth,
como la tiene la juventud centroamericana,
as Central American youth also has that responsibility.
Debemos hacer todo lo posible para derrotar la agresión, para que no se produzca la intervención y para que ondee la bandera de la paz en Centroamérica.
To do everything possible to defeat aggression, to defeat intervention, and let the flag of peace wave throughout Central America.
Viva la juventud norteamericana.
Long live U.S. youth.
Viva la juventud centroamericana.
Long live the youth of Central America.
Viva la paz.
Long live peace.
Thank the Law School Forum and the Sociedad Interamericana for making this event possible. I want to thank all of you who, with diverse and great enthusiasm, still permitted all questions and answers to be heard. I want to thank our distinguished visitor, Comandante Ortega, and the distinguished other visitors from Nicaragua for being here this afternoon and participating with us in a speech and discussion. One final request, could you please stay very briefly in this room while, for reasons of order and security, the Comandante and the delegation leave? Thank you.